Thank you, Mr. Latham, for joining me.
Good afternoon.
What information can be found in the land cover database?
Up to now, one of the most major challenges to getting good global overview of land cover in terms of understanding how much of our surface area is covered by croplands, trees, or bare soil has been the fact that different countries and organizations go about identifying, measuring, and recording such information in diverse ways. We've taken that challenge, we've responded to it, and we've provided an opportunity for countries to contribute, to develop and to assist FAO in providing access to their information and to share that information globally. Well, for the first time, we've brought together and harmonized global information drawn from all the countries of the world, member states of the organization of FAO, and collectively harmonized and standardized that information to a unique database, which will be centralized in the organization but made available to all the community of users at global, regional, and national level.
And why is this new database significant?
It provides us a unique glimpse of the status of the natural resources of the world, allowing us to assess with a harmonized set of definitions just how much land is covered in terms of cropland, in terms of natural resources, in terms of tree cover, bare soils, and what is their global distribution. And it provides us the statistics as well as the spatial information to show where these phenomena exist. The product is the result, has greater internal consistency, quality, and is standardized to international standards. It's more precise and accurate than any other product that has been brought to market to date.
How does this information relate to overall food security?
I'm glad you asked that question. A strong understanding of our planet's land cover is essential to promoting sustainable land resources management. This update to our understanding of the Earth's land cover comes at a crucial time. It will be a valuable tool in assessing the sustainability of agriculture and for supporting evidence-based sustainable rural development and land use policy, contributing to reducing poverty, enabling of inclusive and efficient agricultural and food systems, and increasing resilience of livelihoods.